prune your fruit trees soon to ensure better health and harvests. We're bringing out the saws and loppers next on Western Life Radio.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside. At Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Gun-free school zones make for soft targets for those who would do school violence. Utah schools are not soft targets, thanks to the education provided by FasterUtah.org.
Take time to prune your fruit trees before they begin to bloom. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners shares some advice.
Looking at the pruning, now this is where we get a difficulty. The experts in the universities will often say the best time to prune is, I've heard even to the point of the day before the plant blossoms. Okay, guys, sorry, but you're hitting a non-practical zone there. But you do want to get them before they blossom. And right now, you're not going to do much better. I haven't seen anything that's imminent to buds bursting this year, although I do need to go out and look at my apricots just to be sure. And if you go out right now, if you haven't done it yet, it's not too late. Take some time to figure out what you're doing. It's probably a bit late this year, but every year the state extension in a lot of counties has a good pruning class, and those are typically well done, proper pruning, and none of this kind of wishy-washy stuff you sometimes see on social media or on YouTube. I mean, there's some good stuff on YouTube, particularly from Utah State Extension, by the way. But there's some stuff you just shake your head and like, he doesn't know what he's doing. The State Extension does a pretty good job. So that's a great resource you can get on your computer, watch, and learn how. I think I talked about this last week. Take out some Scotch tape, mark the branches that you're going to cut or that you'd like to cut, and go in and sleep on it.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.